Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day. We thank you for your great love, Father God. We thank you for your word this morning, Lord. I thank you, Father God, in the light of all the wonderful things you've shared with us, needing to know that we need kingdom realities. You have given us all the wonderful encouragement there of what is required, Father God. And so, in the light of that, Lord, we know we have been given beauty, Lord, to live in beauty. We've been given much to give much, because we've been forgiven much as well, so that you can make this perfect, beautiful righteousness available to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 5, verse 29 and 30. If your right eye causes you to sin, take it out and throw it away. It is better to lose one part of your body than to have your whole body thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
Strong words. But you know what I'm perceiving here? Is, you know, we can see the Lord is telling us, you know, we need the kingdom. We need to come into the kingdom. We need to be the lights in the world. We need to wake up to the thoughts of God so that our thinking can be right. Then when our thinking is right, then our attitudes and our actions can be right. And so what I'm perceiving here, we see in verse 20, he says, so unless your righteousness supersedes that of the scribes and the Pharisees, there is no way you will enter into the kingdom of God. And so I believe this word is speaking to the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, the evil priests and that, because we see he was very judgmental of them in saying they look good, but they are tombs, because inside they are dead bones. So he was pointing out, you know, that there's no way that they are right, and yet they want to make out as if they are right and they have got the favor of God. So here he's saying, he's really giving it to them, because he's just spoken about, if you speak badly, you know, you can't handle your anger, you know, and you can't handle your lust, you know, then it's my better that you pull out your eye because you're lusting, and you cut off your hand because you're always fighting. So that's what I perceive he's saying there. And I do this because I understand the new covenant. See, the new covenant is so beautiful. We don't have to cut off our hand or pull out our eye. But it's even more, we got to give our total self. Why? Because Jesus gave himself completely for us, and he now lives completely for us to bring about his kingdom, to bring about, it's also our kingdom. So it's beautiful. We need to be co-heirs with Jesus in every way, and it comes across so clearly in Romans 12. We need to give ourselves, because of the mercies, because of him giving himself totally, we've got to give ourselves totally. And then he says we need to change our mind, not being conformed to the pattern of this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. So then we just think of that, well, we'll give ourselves and we just got to believe better things. And then grab here, grab there, covered this, covered that. It doesn't work like that. It goes on, because he says he's given us each a measure of faith. And that measure of faith is to be as a part of his body, the bride. We all got a part to play in extending this kingdom. So that's what it's all about, guys. We don't have to pluck out our eye or cut off our hand, but we need to be totally dedicated, totally committed to this new and this better covenant. Jesus gave everything. Amen. And Jesus overcame the devil on the earth, under the earth, and in heaven. And he set all the captives free in Abram's bosom and in hell. So we got to be a part of this kingdom realities. We've come to the heavenly Jerusalem. Now, it's not just natural Jerusalem and it's not a natural Zion, but we've come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to Mount Zion. And that is where we find ourselves in Jesus and in his leading. And that's where we got to stay. Amen. So stay strong, stay looking to the Lord, stay walking with the Lord, and you're in a secure, better, perfect covenant in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So worship him in all this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.